Let's see. Springboard, I guess. You call those.
I bet that was dangerous, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, you fall off and get killed.
Yeah.
Was pretty careful.
Did you have a sled?
Yeah. I bet.
And get out here in the winter and...
Get out in wintertime, well, even in the summertime, a lot of times, pull that thing around. But wintertime especially, get ice on the ground. Mm-hmm. Run easy then.
Mm-hmm. Did you make it yourself? Or?
Yeah, we made it.
Out of just plain old wood? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd take a couple of 2x4s, slant the front end of them so that it'd give us, so it wouldn't drag in the dirt, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing just scoot along there pretty good on them runners.
Mm-hmm.
Covered over then with boards on top.
Mm-hmm. Just a plain little one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just haul wood in on them things. Hook 2 boards onto it, load it up and drag it up to the porch, you know, and unload that wood up on the porch.
Winter and summer both?
Yeah, in wintertime mostly.
Uh-huh.
That's when we used a lot of wood, you see, in the wintertime. Had to build a fire, keep fire.
Mm-hmm. Did you have one of those weapons that you made out of a crotch in a tree and some pieces of rubber?
Yeah, slingshot.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Where'd you get your rubber?
Well, after I was up 8 or 10 years old, we got to where we could buy those rubbers. They come to, we'd get them to the drugstore. I don't remember, but I remember going to the drugstore and buying those rubbers, and they was made for that purpose.
Huh.
I reckon they brought them on for that purpose.
I wonder if you can still do that.
I imagine you could.
Have a little knot at the end or something?
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, so we used to buy those at the drugstore.
I know when I was a kid, we used to find an old tire. And
yeah, well, but back there, though, there wasn't any old tires. No old inner tubes. But inner tube was a tire either one. That rubber is not flexible enough to make a good sling.
Mm-hmm. It's not anymore, though, these butyl tubes.
No, you can't.
We used to get pretty good live rubber back in the 30s.
Yeah, when we got those T-model Fords and things like that.
Yeah. Take an old tongue from a shoe, make your pocket.
Yeah, make your pocket, put your gravel in.
Mm-hmm. I've known kids that shot ball bearings and things like that, but I could never afford any such.
We never could afford ball bearings. We'd use our gravel, go to the creek bed and get a pocket full of gravel, you know, all the way from the side of the
ground
and drop to as big as thumb, however big you wanted. I had one brother that got to where he was just about as good with that as he was with a rifle. He could just nearly hit anything. He'd kill a squirrel just any time he found a squirrel in a tree, he'd get him before he got away from there if he had enough rocks.
Hmm.
But I never could hit that. He could, I don't know. He just learned, I reckon, got to learn just how to hold that thing. And it was really pretty dangerous.
I'll bet. You get a man that's good with those.
Mm-hmm. He gets 12, 14 years old, you know, a great big old boy, and he can just knock the
and strong arms.
Yeah.
Ball.
He's still living in Houston now.
Huh. How did he happen to go down there?
Well, he he went to town, left the farm, and he was pretty young, went to town, got in with a fellow over there and got to painting out in West Texas. So he worked up to where he thought he was pretty good, and he went to contracting and went from there to Houston, and he's been in Houston for more than 20 years.
Is it all right if I move over here?
Oh yeah, fine.
I'm trying to lean back in that.